Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
College and pro, we start in college. The ACC and Big 12 will be one-bid conferences. Clemson and Pitt both lost this weekend. Iowa State and Kansas State lost. They're thinning out, with Notre Dame likely in, a Boise stealing a spot, or earning a spot, I guess. I feel like it's a one-bid Big 12 and ACC.
I don't know if this is over. I think I'm spot on with you for the Big 12. There is still a chance the ACC could get two. Don't underestimate what SMU is doing. Just keep an eye on it.
The other scenario would be Miami loses the ACC title game and then gets in as an at-large.
Right. So SMU still has Boston College, Virginia, Cal. I think they're going to be undefeated, and they're going to be playing, most likely, Miami in the championship game. And I do think that York, because they've got to win over a ranked Louisville team. They're the team that took down Pitt. They've got a couple of ranked wins, and the only loss that SMU has right now is to BYU.
I think it's an overreaction too, and it's because of the conference championship games. Those things, there always seems to be some sort of upset on that weekend. It's probably the ACC where I would say Miami could be maybe susceptible in that situation. I mean, the thing is, they want to win so that they get the bid
and the bye.
But I'm going to say we got too much football left. It's an overreaction for now.
Michigan and Michigan State should have hired Kurt Cignetti instead. Indiana football was nothing, and now they're something. They're working with less than both the Spartans and the Wolverines, and they're accomplishing much, much more.
No, I think it's an overreaction, and I know that you can look at it. Kirk Cignetti, when he came in, was not preparing for a bowl game, was not doing anything, had a chance to hit the transfer portal early and often. He's done a great job, and I don't want to underestimate the job that he's done. Winning, being undefeated, and doing what he's done at Indiana is remarkable.
What's Jonathan Smith's excuse? He hit the portal. He brought in his players from his old school, and his team was 37 points inferior to Kurt Cignetti.
I think the resources at Michigan State are greater than the resources at Indiana.
Which makes it even more embarrassing.
The pull over time will be there for Michigan State versus Indiana. Kirk Cignetti has way outkicked anything that I thought he could do at Indiana. Now, can he do it year in and year out?
Exactly. And I will just say the guy that he replaced is a perfect example why we shouldn't overreact to what he's done in such a small sample size. And it's not to discredit anything that they've done, but I know everybody was loving him. Tom Allen was his name?
Yes.
A couple years ago.
Yeah. But Tom Allen never did this. Hold on. They've never started 9-0.
Right, but they were very close to having something like this going on there, and people thought, oh,
they were almost a playoff team in 2020.
He goes to Minnesota and wins that game. You know, I've seen this before.
I've never seen this. I don't know how you can say you've seen this before. They're beating everybody by two touchdowns. They're beating people by four or five touchdowns.
Also, the benefit of a lighter schedule.
I mean, they could go on and get into the playoff and make it to the semifinal, and it's still... You need to
and
see.
And you still say Jonathan Smith was the better hire?
No, I would just say the long term thing here is chill. It's awesome what they're doing, but I've seen single season anomalies in sports countless times.
Tell me what their best win is.
Probably Nebraska by 49 points.
Okay.
Penn State should fire James Franklin. today.
No, 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 don't leave them there.
They're between a rock and a hard place. They'll make the playoff, and they'll make the playoff most years. The playoff was built for James Franklin, a second, third, fourth place team in a power conference. They won't beat anybody. He's 1-14 against the top five, 3-18 against the top 10. You have to beat those teams to win a conference title, to win playoff games, to win a title. What does Penn State want to be as a program? They were spotted a 10-0 lead at home with this great team, and they still lost. And it was a brutal sequence on the goal line late in the game. They got to fire James Franklin.
When he got his, okay, not an overreaction. I just don't want it to happen. When he got his 10-year deal, we were there about 2 or 3 weeks after that. And I always like to talk to the bus drivers because they're pretty plugged in. They're always picking up teams, dropping them off. They're really good college football fans for the large part. They hated that James Franklin was under contract for another 10 years.
How long's that contract run?
Well, it was 10 years at the time. I think this was 3 years ago, so he's got at least another 7.
You know, I'm torn on this, and it's not for selfish purposes at all. They were so close on Saturday, and stupid turnovers, unlucky turnovers in some ways, because Ohio State made an unbelievable play. Sometimes the ball just doesn't bounce your way.
Or sometimes guys just make great plays because they're great players.
I mean, that ball went right in. Never mind. All right, the bottom line is the answer to this is it's not an overreaction, and it's time. And the guy to go get is the guy that came back and resurrected the program, because the offense at Penn State has been the same for years, and it's the reason why they don't win big games. It's time to go get Bill O'Brien back. He's in the college game. Steal him, and they'll win.
Mm. Aiden Childs is overrated. Another multi-interception day against Indiana. He has 11 on the season. MSU has only played 9 games, and he has one game with more than one touchdown pass. Aiden Childs has thrown for under 200 yards in 6 of the 9 contests. And before MSU fans get upset at me, don't be Michigan fans from the past hyping up talent that wasn't performing. Aiden has not gotten better. He's overrated.
I think it's an overreaction. I don't know how you rate him, rank him. I think he's got a lot of talent. He just turned 19 years old. And I do believe that he is going to be a good quarterback in the Big Ten. Right now, maybe he's overrated, depending on, again, where you rate him. But I think that's a bit of an overreaction so far.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what to do with the word overrated, because I never knew he was overrated.
Well, there's a lot of hype around him.
I know, a lot of hype. I mean,
is it overhyped?
Heck, I'll argue some of the hype's around his last name. You know, it's a cool last child. You know, it's just, where did it ever even come from? Why?
Well, he was an elite recruit. Yes, he came from Oregon State. But, Tom, if I told you one game...
Beaver.
One game with more than one passing touchdown?
He hasn't got
9 games in?
I don't know what people were expecting, though. Were they thinking
I'm expecting
he's
him not to throw the ball at the linebacker in the middle of the field.
But he's still doing it. So I guess if he was rated, or he is overrated.
Depending because on where he's rated.
The problem here is he's not getting better.
All right, I have a bunch of NFL ones still to get to. Let's rapid fire this. The Denver Broncos will miss the playoffs. They still have a winning record, but that's an ugly loss. They've been propped up with an easy schedule. They still play Kansas City twice, Atlanta, Cincinnati, and the Chargers, who I think are better and will make the playoffs.
I don't think it's an overreaction. You got a rookie quarterback as well. I mean, this season's going to get long. It's going to get hard, and I don't think it's an overreaction.
What is it going to get?
I already told Greg. All right, this one says...
Overreaction.
7 teams are tied for the worst record in the NFL at 2-7, but the worst of the worst are the Las Vegas Raiders. They will pick first overall. They've lost 5 straight. They just fired their OC and their O-line coach. There's no juice at quarterback. There's no move left to make. They are the worst in football.
I mean, you could certainly make a case. I think it's a bit of an overreaction.
Who would you say? Carolina just won, and there's a little spark there at quarterback.
Cleveland. I think everybody got all excited because they beat Baltimore and Jameis Winston. I know he got excited. I think Cleveland might be the number one overall pick.
I wish the trade deadline was one more week from now, because this thing's going so far south so quick in Vegas that they might reconsider trading Crosby. Because if they're real with themselves, Mark Davis and Brady's an owner now, are talking and saying, this is horrific and it's a train wreck. Antonio Pierce is completely... lost control there. They're the worst team in the league right now.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bears will fire a coach in season for the first time in their franchise history. They clearly didn't respond after the meltdown the week prior.
I love it that he's there, Eberflus. It just, they're not going to do it in season. I don't believe that they will. I think it's a bit of overreaction at this point.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen in season either, because record-wise, they're in it big time.
Yeah, before four.
I was not surprised at all. In fact, I said it in picks. I thought the Commander game would carry over.
Lions won't be underdogs again this season. I didn't say regular season. I said season. They're already big favorites against Houston this week, more than a field goal. I could see that continuing. I expect they'll be favored when they go to San Francisco. They'll be favored home against the Bills. Every playoff game they would play, and if they make the Super Bowl, remember, the Niners were favored over the Chiefs last year. I think Detroit would be favored head-to-head against Kansas City.
Too early to make. I think it's an overreaction. There's too many things that can happen between now and the end of the season where we have no idea what the other injuries might happen. Do they actually get a pass rusher? I think there's too many variables at this point to say they'll never be an underdog going into a game. It's likely, but I can't say that yet.
Overreaction, because as is, I do think they would be favored in every game. The bottom line is we just, like John said, have no idea what's coming here.
One more quick one. The NFC North race is over.
Again, overreaction. I'd sit here and say it's over, but lots of variables.
No, it's not an overreaction. It's over. They just won in the two toughest venues in this league and in the division. This team's ready to take off. Other than injuries, and we've said the 14-3 bus all along was other than injuries, this team has everything.
Yeah.
This team is ready to take off. What's going to happen here is what I said would be the ceiling. This team is going to be the talk of the league for the rest of the season.
Yep.
America loves this team, and that's why I made the comparison to the 85 Bears, you guys. He has put the entire damn thing all together.
Those are overreact, Jims, 97.1.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.